إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام، يقول الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى وبمحبة العلماء، فمن أحبهم فقد أحب الله ورسوله، ومن أبغضهم فقد أبغض الله ورسوله. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have taqwa of Allah Ta'ala and to have love for the ulama. For whoever loves the ulama has loved Allah and His Messenger. And whoever hates the ulama has hated Allah and His Messenger. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah has created mankind and jinn to worship Him alone. Allah has created mankind and jinn to worship Him alone. Worship is due to Allah alone, and it is the obligation upon mankind and jinn to make all acts of ubudiyah, of worship, to Allah. Allah Most High, He says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created mankind nor jinn except for my worship, except to worship me alone. And it is through acts of worship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors His creation, and that they receive or they elevate in rank with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is through ubudiyah to Allah in acts of worship that we purify our hearts and rectify our souls and correct our akhlaq and our behavior. And it is through acts of worship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expiates our sins. And it is through acts of worship that Allah multiplies our reward. And it is through acts of worship that He elevates our ranks in the paradise, in Jannah. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, it is from the great mercies of Allah Ta'ala upon this ummah that He has sent to us a messenger who taught us how to purify ourselves and how to worship Him. Allah Most High, He says, كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِنَا وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ. Just as we have sent to you a messenger from amongst yourselves, reciting to you our verses and purifying you and teaching you that which you did not know. Just as we have sent to you a messenger reciting our verses and purifying you and teaching you the book and wisdom, the book and wisdom in teaching you that which you did not know, so remember me, I shall remember you, and be grateful to me, and do not deny me. So it is from Allah's grace and mercy to this ummah that He has sent a messenger who recites to us the verses of Allah and the wisdom, the sunnah, in order to purify us, to remove the sins from us, to purify the evils of our characteristics, our character, and to remove from us the evils of our behaviors. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, if it were not for Allah sending the messenger to us, to humanity, mankind would have been left like animals, acting like animals. But because of Allah's mercy that He sent to us and to all of humanity a messenger, He has showed us the straight way, He has showed us the way and laid out the path for us so that we can receive blessings for those who pay heed. And the wretched ones are those who stray away from the guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And from the great blessings of Allah Ta'ala that He has ordained for us, worship of Him, so that through this worship we can reform and better ourselves. We give, we make prayer, we give zakah, we make hajj to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do so many deeds that cause us to become purified, that cause our souls to be rectified. Allah Most High, He says, مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجْعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah does not wish to place hardship upon you, وَلَكِنْ يُرِيدُ لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ. But Allah wants to purify you. Allah does not wish to place burden upon us, but He wants to purify us, to remove the evils of ourselves. لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ وَلِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. To purify you and perfect His favor upon you in order that you may be grateful. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Hajj. Hajj is one of the great pillars of Islam. And Hajj, in fact, it involves all the other pillars of Islam. The Hajj requires the Shahada to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we recite. It requires Salah throughout our Hajj, and after making Salah, we pray Hajj at the Maqam of Ibrahim. We pray Salah at the Maqam of Ibrahim. And it requires spending in the way of Allah, spending our wealth to go in the way of Allah. And it requires patience, and it requires commanding good and forbidding evil, and it requires staying away from haram. So Hajj, in fact, it encompasses all of the pillars of worship in Islam. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the reality of the Hajj is that it shows us the power of Allah and the truth of the messengership of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For no power on earth can gather all of humanity together on one heart in one place in the worship of Allah Ta'ala. There is no human power that can bring people together in the fashion that Allah brings us together in the Hajj. People leaving their homes, loving and desiring to go to the house of Allah, spending their valuable wealth, abandoning their families, leaving behind all of their work, and in doing that seeking the face of Allah. No human power can cause people from all ends of the earth to come together in such a fashion. Indeed, it is only Allah who can bring about such a situation. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, listen to the words of Allah to Ibrahim alayhi salam. He said, "And proclaim amongst mankind the Hajj. They will come to you walking and riding upon every beast, coming from every far and distant pathway, to bear witness to the benefit to mankind." Allah, He commanded Ibrahim to proclaim to all of humanity to come and make Hajj to the house of Allah. And He promised him that the people will come walking by foot, riding on camels that have become lean from traveling in distant places, even passing through the valley in order to come to the house of Allah. When Ibrahim alayhi salam heard these words of Allah commanding him to proclaim amongst mankind the Hajj, he said, "Oh Allah, how can I make my words reach to all of humanity? How can my voice reach all of the people of the earth?" Allah said, "Proclaim, and I will make your words reach. Proclaim the Hajj, and I will cause it to reach." And it is said that Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, the Mufassir, that Ibrahim, he called out from that very place, "Come to the house of Allah. Allah has made a house for you to make pilgrimage to." And Allah caused Ibrahim's voice to travel the earth and even go beyond the mountains and reach every person on earth Every person in the loins of his parents or in the womb of his mother, every person who is written to perform Hajj, they said, Labbaik Allah. We answer your call, O Allah. And so here today, the words of Ibrahim alayhi salam have reached all the ends of the earth. Everyone answering the call of Ibrahim. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, make your niyyah, your intention, pure. For one who performs Hajj, they must do it sincerely for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, and they must do it in accordance to the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. Learn from me your rituals. Learn from me, take from me the rituals of Hajj. Learn from me. And one must refrain his harm from others. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, whoever performs Hajj, not doing any indecency, and not doing any evil acts, then he returns home the way that his mother gave birth to him. That is, free from anything. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, Umrah to one Umrah will erase the sins in between. And there is no reward for the Hajj Mabrur except paradise. There is no reward for the accepted Hajj except paradise. And what is the accepted Hajj, brothers and sisters in Islam, beloved brothers and sisters? The accepted Hajj is the one done sincerely for Allah alone, not seeking anything else. And it is the one done in accordance to the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it is the one in which one does not harm anybody else with his tongue or with his actions. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the obligations of the Hajj, the pillars of the Hajj are four. First is entering the state of Ihram, whereby one is not permitted to do many acts, such as cutting one's hair, or having marital relations, or even wearing perfume, and donning the clothes of the Hajj pilgrim, the white clothing. This state is called Ihram. This is an obligation, a pillar of the Hajj. Number two is standing on the Mount of Arafat, or the Plain of Arafat. Standing on the Plain of Arafat is an obligation. Whoever misses it has missed the Hajj. Number three is going around the Kaaba, what is called Tawaf. This is a pillar of the Hajj. And number four is running between Safa and Marwa, the two mountains that our mother Hajjah alayhi salam ran between. These are the four pillars of the Hajj, which invalidate the Hajj if they are left out. And then there are other obligations in the Hajj, such as wearing the Ihram before crossing the boundaries of the Haram, called the Miqat. This is an obligation. And it is an obligation to stay at Arafat until sunset. And it is an obligation to stay at a place called Muzdalifah, which is nearby to Arafat. And it is also an obligation to camp the night in Mina. And it is an obligation to stone the Jamarat, the statues representing the shayateen that came to Ibrahim alayhi salam. And it is an obligation also for us to sacrifice an animal if we are performing the Hajj that requires it. And finally, the last obligation is to do the farewell tawaf. Before we leave Mecca, we must make tawaf around the Kaaba, the farewell tawaf. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, there are certain actions that must be done during the Hajj on certain days. The 9th of Dhul Hijjah is the day of Arafah, where we must stand on the plain of Arafah. On the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, which is the day of Eid, also called the day of sacrificing, the Nahar, four actions must be done. We must stone the biggest jamarat, we must sacrifice the animal, we must make tawaf, and we must do the sa'i, running from Safa to Marwa. When one finishes three of these actions, he may remove his ihram. But he is still in a minor state of ihram, and he cannot have marital relations until after he has done the fourth of these four acts on the day of Nahar. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, during the days of Hajj, one must make the talbiyah, labbayk Allahumma labbayk, all the way until stoning the greatest jamarat. And finally, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the day of Arafah is the best day of dua. As the Prophet said, there is no better day for dua than the day of Arafah. The shaitan is humiliated on the day of Arafah and goes away with his face put down in humiliation when he sees all of the people standing in front of Allah calling on him. And so make dua on that day. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, the best word that I and all the Prophets taught is the one on the day of Arafah, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. And finally, every pilgrim must guard his tongue and his hand and avoid argumentation, avoid arguing, and avoid disputation and fighting. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وآله وصحبه وسلم. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, if we cannot go for Hajj this year, but it doesn't mean that we will miss out on all of the rewards. For the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, right now we're in Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah. The first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are the best days of the whole year for doing good deeds. Allah says, "Wal Fajr wa layalin 'ashr." By the break of dawn and the 10 nights. And the ulama say these refer to the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. These are the best days of doing good deeds and action. There are no deeds that are done that are more dearer to Allah than on these days. The 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, said the Prophet ﷺ in Bukhari and Muslim. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the day of Arafah is a day of fasting for those who do not go for the Hajj. And it expiates the sins of the previous year and the current year. And one should make much dua on this day. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah says, Al-Hajju ashhurun ma'lumat, faman farada fihinna al-hajj, fala rafatha wala fusuqa wala jidala fil hajj. Hajj is a well-known month. Whoever goes and embarks upon the hajj, let him not speak indecency and not argue and not fight during the hajj. And I close with the story of one of the only person who was ever born inside of the Kaaba. There was only one person who was ever born inside the Kaaba. He was the Sahabi, Hakim ibn Hazm. And this was before Islam, when his mother had come to enter the Kaaba during a festivity with her friends, and suddenly the pains of birth overtook her. She couldn't leave, and they brought a leather mat, and she gave birth to Hakim ibn Hazm. Hakim ibn Hazm, when he grew up, he was very close friends with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they would talk and have discourse with each other. But he did not accept Islam in the beginning. And it was only 20 years later, when Mecca was open, that Hakim ibn Hazm accepted Islam. One day his son, the son of Hakim ibn Hazm, saw his father crying. He said, "What makes you cry, dear father?" His father, Hakim ibn Hazm, he said, "Many things make me cry, but what makes me cry the most is that I delayed becoming Muslim for so long, 20 years. And I could have done so many good deeds. And now if I spend all the gold of the earth, I can never attain those good deeds. This is what makes me cry, my son. I wish nothing has destroyed us except blind following of our forefathers and elders." And then he said, "Why should I not meet my son?" Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I close with a reminder for all of us that we must seek knowledge, and that perhaps certain matters of our forefathers and traditions, they say that certain topics are taboo, are not spoken about. But the ulama, they say that we must learn these matters, such as tahara, the menstruation, so that we can teach our wives, so that we can teach our sisters and our daughters. How do they know how to purify themselves? If they have a question, who are they going to go to? They will ask the men. So the men must learn these matters. One of the shuyukh, he said, a woman came to me, and for 30 years she prayed without tahara. 30 years she prayed without tahara because she was too shy to ask about how to do the ghusl properly. So this is called farda ayn knowledge, obligatory knowledge on every individual. They must learn what are the matters that entail requiring tahara, and what is the way to remove the tahara, and what are the things that are impure and not, and that are pure. This is something that we learn so that we can worship Allah. Without tahara, none of our ibadah are accepted. Tahara is the condition, precondition for worship of Allah. So these are matters we must all endeavor to learn and in educate ourselves so that we can teach our families. We can teach our wives, we can teach our sisters, our daughters. We can be the source of guidance for them because we are responsible for them. We are the shepherds in the houses where we live in. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, these matters are appropriate for every Muslim to learn. And we should not shy away from such questions because then we are shying away from the haqq, the deen of Allah. And Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحْيِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Allah is never shy from the truth. And so shyness is good in all things except in seeking knowledge. One must be, ask questions. And two people will never learn. The arrogant person and the shy person. Two people will never learn. The arrogant person because he's too arrogant to ask, and the shy person because they're too afraid to ask. And you know the story of the three Sahabi who came to the circle of the Prophet ﷺ. One came close, the other sat in the back, and the other one left. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, do you want to know what happened to those three people? The one who came close to the halaqa, to the knowledge, Allah brought him close. The one who was shy, Allah was shy from him. And the one who turned away, Allah turned away from him. So it's obligatory on all of us to come closer to the ulama, to ask to seek knowledge and learn so that we can remove the ignorance from ourselves and our families. We must love our ulama and get closer to them and respect them and humble ourselves to them. The ulama are the inheritors of the prophets. We must always love them and devote ourselves to them throughout our lives, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah accept from me and you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم فرج هم المهمومين من المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين يا رب العالمين يا حي يا قيوم اللهم أصلح أمورنا كلها في الدنيا والآخرة أصلح شبابنا ونساءنا وأولادنا وأنفسنا وولاة أمورنا وأئمتنا يا رب العالمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها وصلى الله على محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وعشية وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر الله من حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.